It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, February 26th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service with a red flag warning in effect from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. today for critical fire weather conditions across all of north central and northeast Iowa. The NWS says an air mass more reminiscent of early spring rather than winter will make for critical fire weather conditions today. Record to near record high temperatures in the upper 60s to around 70, combined with humidities dropping to around 20% and southerly wind gusts pushing into the lower 30s can contribute to extreme fire behavior. Any outdoor burning could quickly get out of hand and should be avoided today. Authorities in North Iowa are investigating a possible Friday night shooting incident. KIMT reports that the Mitchell and Howard County Sheriff's Offices are looking into the incident, but little information has been provided. Officials say more details could be released today. We will bring you more on this developing story as information becomes available. Preliminary information indicates that one person was seriously injured in a weekend biking accident in North Iowa. Emergency crews were dispatched just east of Nashua Saturday afternoon for a man who may have fallen off a bicycle and suffered a head injury. Nashua area EMS transported the victim to Floyd County Medical Center in Charles City, where a medic helicopter was also sent to take the injured party to Mayo Clinic in Rochester. We will bring you more information on this story as it becomes official. Earlier this month, the Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors voted to bump up the rates charged to cities in the county for the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office to provide law enforcement coverage for the 2024-25 fiscal year. The reaction to the 10% across-the-board increase has been varied. During the supervisors' meeting last Tuesday, Sheriff Ryan Shaver told the board that the city of Nashua voted to offset the jump by reducing their number of contract hours from 2,080 this fiscal year to 1,750 for 24-25. That also means a revenue decrease for the sheriff's office from about $158,000 this year to $125,000 next year.
It's about a $33,000 decrease from last year. Is this something that my departments could potentially have to absorb? I don't know, if I have to cut that amount, they'll come down to the equipment and other items. So
that revenue loss was reduced a little when Shaver told supervisors on Thursday that the city of Fredericksburg will keep their contract hours at 1,020 for 24-25. With the 10% cost increase, Fredericksburg will pay over $6,000 extra for law enforcement coverage starting July 1st. Still, like other county departments, Shaver has to retweak his budget.
If I do my due diligence and work extremely hard and only do things that I need and I give back a substantial amount of money at the end of this fiscal year, and I come back to you on July 1 of 24 and say, I need this. Is it a possibility? I know I can't pull everyone here, that I could probably get that. But that's the discussion a lot of us department heads are having when we make the comments that, well, this is the narrative that we don't have any money, which the numbers show that we don't. We need to get what we need now while we have it.
Addressing the law enforcement contract with the City of New Hampton is on the agenda for today's Board of Supervisors meeting. The City of New Hampton had little choice but to approve some $100,000 in expenditures during last week's City Council meeting. Mayor Steve Gertz says their agreement with Chickasaw County to help pay for emergency dispatch services will increase by 10% for fiscal year 2024-25.
We have no control. It's whatever the county tells us what we're going to get. That's what we have to be stuck with. Basically, they tell us what they want, and I don't know if we have any rebuttal to it.
Gertz says the city was expecting dispatching costs to rise and budgeted almost $58,000, but the larger-than-anticipated increase will push their payment to the county to over $60,000. The city council also approved spending $40,000 to replace a grinder pump at the wastewater treatment plant, which Gertz says will at least be equipment they can utilize when they build their new plant.
That lift station is going to remain and be utilized for the new sewage treatment plant. So this pump isn't like it's going to get used, purchased and thrown out in 5 years or 10 years or whatever. So that it's a usable piece of equipment for us for a long time, as long as it lasts anyway.
Still, Gertz says the city faces the financial challenges of making fixes to the current wastewater plant that might not fit into the plans of the new plant, but that's the cost of keeping the current facility operational. The DNR has given the city until 2036 to have a new wastewater plant up and running, but the city hopes to have it done by 2029. With engineering, design, and construction, the project is estimated at $33 million. Despite temperatures pushing 70 today, Wildwood Golf Course in Charles City won't be open. As tempting as it might be, Charles City Park Rec Director Tyler Mitchell says golfers will have to wait a little longer before hitting the links.
One of those things, we don't want to bring employees in, then all of a sudden we get a big snowstorm, then those employees aren't being able to work. So it's kind of a waiting game a little bit for while we're right now. Our carts aren't in currently. We don't get those in until April. So yeah, it's just going to be a waiting game. So just be patient with us on Wildwood. We will open. It's just not right now.
As for the future of the aging Wildwood clubhouse, Mitchell says city officials are still trying to chart their course of action between renovating it or replacing it.
Yes, that's all we're figuring out. And it's nothing too, like, they're throwing around ideas of having a ballroom, no ballroom. That's all discussions we're going to have later on. That's not right now. It's just kind of have an idea of price tag, when we can kind of make it work, all that kind of stuff. So that's all the discussion is right now.
The clubhouse was built some 100 years ago and is on the National Register of Historic Places. Whether the city opts to renovate or replace, costs could range between $2 million and $2.5 million. Meanwhile, the New Hampton Golf and Country Club indicated in a Facebook post on Friday that the course will be closed until they reassess on March 15th. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.